I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a farmer from Sandwich about how he cares for his family's apple orchard.
Paul Crowell comes from a long line of fruit growers.
My grandfather planted these. His russet's here, and then the next row up is McCowan's. So they're probably 70 years old.
Roxbury russets and McCowan's are two of the 13 varieties Paul grows now. While many aspects of orchard care are the same today as they were in the mid-1900s when the farm started, some things have changed. Paul points to the trees his grandfather planted, which stand about 20 feet tall.
These trees are huge. They're what they call a standard rootstock. We have another block of apples that you can't see from here. It's a three-year-old orchard of fully dwarf trees that'll never get taller than me.
Dwarf trees have been around for about 20 years. Farmers like them because they put more energy into fruit production and less energy into the infrastructure of the tree. This is good for getting a lot of fruit early in the tree's life. Most standard apple trees take at least 5 to 8 years to produce, whereas dwarf trees tend to fruit within the first 3 years. But the branches of dwarf trees take a little more care.
The trees are so weak that they need a trellis to hold them up. We did have trouble with the new orchard this year. It actually put out too much fruit, and it broke a lot of branches. So I'll be pruning a lot of dead branches off of my three-year-old trees this winter.
Even with the old standard trees, pruning is an important part of orchard care.
You want to try to keep the tree low, so you get rid of anything going vertically. You want to be able to, like, when you're picking it, go from the outside of the tree all the way into the trunk without anything impeding your progress, any forked branches. Naturally, limbs that were dead, you'd cut off.
The idea is to create a tree that has branches spreading out like the spokes of a wheel. The best time to prune is in late winter, when the trees are still dormant. Paul says mowing the orchard is also incredibly important.
There's a lot of bugs and stuff that live in the grass and whatever you have under your trees. Mice love it. And the mice are probably the biggest enemy of the orchard. They'll girdle the bark on the bottom of the tree and actually kill it.
And what about spraying? Do you have to spray?
Yeah, you do. Even if we're not organic, but even if you were, there are organic products you can use. We do use some of them. Sulfur works great for apple scab. Insects, I mean, there's a couple of insects that are a problem for us. The plum curculio comes out in the spring right around Memorial Day. You could almost set your watch by it. And it's one spray and you got them.
Paul also worries about leaf miners, which eat the tree's leaves, leaf hoppers, which hurt the leaves and the fruit, and the apple maggot, which lays its eggs inside the fruit.
It's the classic worm in the apple. But it's not... The scab you have to spray every time it rains, up until around 4th of July. For the insects, it's just really those are the three or four major issues, and that all happens, other than the apple maggot, it all happens, you know, by the middle of June. So by the time you're actually picking and eating apples, I haven't sprayed in a month and a half.
And what's your favorite way to eat apples?
I actually eat more apples during the harvest season than I do any other time of the year. If you're trying to decide whether the tree is ripe, you eat an apple. If it tastes good, you pick the tree. Yeah, I probably had 4 or 5 apples today, just testing trees to see if they're ready.
Every year, Paul replants 5% of his orchard so that old trees are always replaced by new, healthy stock. He also adds new varieties. This year, he harvested his first batch of Honeycrisp apples, a cultivar introduced in 1991. He still plants the old varieties, too. He just put in a new row of Roxbury russets, 70 years after his grandfather's initial planting. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to Elspeth's blog where there's more about apple varieties that do well locally and a recipe for classic apple pie on our website. That's at capeandislands.org. Also online is a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.